Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Daily Inspiration Show, sponsored to you by the Holistic Ministry. This is Minister James Browning, and I'm grateful that you're able to tune in this morning. We have a great show lined up for you today, and today's show is going to be hosted by Mr. Joe Pearson out of New Jersey, and Minister Joe is very profound metaphysical minister, and she's also a intuitive spiritual reader, so she's going to be taking over the show. It's called The Divine in You. So, Minister Joe, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Hello,
Joe,
everyone.
Take it away.
Okay. I'm broadcasting from Bridgeton, New Jersey, and the message today is the divine is your source. So let me first start by defining the word source and resource. Source is defined as the origin, the beginning, a supplier. Resource is defined as source and resource from a spiritual perspective. We can easily surmise that the source is the power behind the resources. Source provides the resources that clearly acknowledges the divine as the source, and all that is outpictured are resources. Point blankly stated, God, Goddess, or the divine within you is the source, and the people, places, and things that serve to assist you with accomplishing your intention or desire are the resources. Resources are not the source. The divine is. So it's time to get things off the throne and put the divine back in its place of power within you. Again, the source is the power behind the resources. So purpose to focus on the source, allowing the resources to serve you. The source, the divine, is the power behind the resource. Of course, be grateful for the resource, for it is a serving blessing from the divine. And the key to that being is to keep your eye the source, the divine. It was like with Peter in Matthew chapter 17, when he was stressing about paying the taxes due. Yeshua brought him back to center point, focusing on the source with full faith that the divine within him, the source, would provide. Peter allowed the heartfelt process to unfold, walking in faith that the divine within Yeshua was the same within him. So he cast his line, pulling out the fish with the silver coin in its mouth, just what was needed to pay the taxes. Single-minded focus on the source of your supply, the divine. There will always be fish where the source is the provider, meaning there is an endless supply of resources. Stand in that knowing that the divine is the source behind every resource in your life, every person, every place, and everything. All of that is designed to serve you, and technically you serve it as well. The divine is infinite, and so is the supply. By all means, acknowledge the source of your blessed resources. Acknowledge the source, the divine, as the God Goddess within you that attracted that business opportunity, attracted that relationship, attracted the new home, all of which you experience in your life. Know that technically you are in the right place at the right time, and there are no coincidences. no lucky breaks or unsupported miracles. All comes from divine source. There is no person, place, or thing that is without the power of source or the divine fueling its existence. Don't get caught up in the resources, holding to them for dear life as if it is the only means to an end. Source always provides through the very God Goddess within you. Therefore, what you want and need always has the potential to be. So keep your heart and mind focused on divine source. The resource may dry up, but the source is forever and infinite. So stay focused, exercising mustard seed faith, which is fully sufficient. Follow your heart, for that is the voice of the God Goddess within you to you. Listen and act, allowing the resources to unfold. What you want and need is ordained for you by source, for what you want and need in your heart of hearts is in alignment with what source or the divine wants for you through the God Goddess within you. Stand in it and know it will be. The resources will always be there, so keep your heart and mind focused on the source. One touch of divine favor can provide the exact resource or resources that will bring you from just enough to more than enough. Listen to your heart. Do not doubt or fret. Source will always provide. There is no end to available resources, for the divine source is infinitely abundant. Trust and go to the divine source in all that you are, for you are the very fabric of divine source in all that you are. Divine Source has the resources already prepared for you. It's like with the story of Peter who in Luke 5 when they were fishing all night and hadn't caught anything. And as they were about to give up, they looked ashore and Yeshua was standing on the shore. They focused. He told them, drop the line on the right side of the boat. They went into doubt. Because they used their outer senses saying, well, we've already tried this and we haven't manifested anything. They finally focused on Yeshua, who was the source at that time, dropped their lines and pulled in a bounty. They stayed focused on him until they got to shore. And when they got to shore, he was standing there and already had a meal prepared for them. Source provided everything. All they had to do was trust that and act accordingly. So believe to knowing that the divine is the source of your supply and it will never miss the mark. And I have to share something that when I was speaking with Minister Browning the other day, and being so grateful for this opportunity, I thanked him for giving me this opportunity to meet with you all every week. And he said something very profound that drove this home. He said, you created this opportunity. I am just the vessel through which it came. And that really spoke to me because it being said, we are the very fabric of source within ourselves and our God, God itself. If we follow the dot and honor that, then the resource will show up in a person, place, or thing that will be that blessing in your life. So override the little you that rests sometimes in ego, reasoning, and logic, and rise up into your higher self, your God, Goddess nature, and know that you have divine favor and all will be well. Know within all that you are that resources, people, places, and things are not the source. The divine is. So stop depending on the resources, people, places, and things, and depend on the source, the divine, within you, while acknowledging the things that are the resource that unfolds in your life. There is so much available to us if we just trust that we are 100% one with the all there is, source, God, Goddess, however we call it. It is who we are. And we can rest and be assured that all that we need, all that we want has the potential to be. Follow our hearts and trust what you're getting and watch the resources unfold in your life. I would like to close with prayer. So I'm asking you to center and receive. In profound oneness and honoring of the divine, the all that is, I pray that you embrace the magnificence of all that you are created to be. I pray that you choose to express that magnificent light of the God, Goddess within you, unconditionally loving oneness and giving that out to the world with all that is and letting your light shine, bringing loving healing and change to this world. You are blessed with the divine power to do so. I pray that you acknowledge the value you add to this world just by being who you are. In all that you do as the divine, in all that you think, and in all that you speak, I pray you maintain single-minded and single-hearted focus, alignment with divine source, while following the guidance of your God, Goddess self, the God, Goddess within, stepping forward openly to embrace your unfolding blessed resources. I pray that you know, that you know, that you know that divine source has the resources you want and need already prepared for you. Find light, my sisters and brothers, throughout this day. May the love and light of the divine enfold you. Thank you for divinely being, dear sisters and brothers, and have a blessed day.
Thank you so much, Minister Pearson. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning, and we're just grateful for you. So have a wonderful and marvelous day, and we'll see you on Friday morning. Okay, be blessed. Take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.